Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 23, Hop Goes Fox Hunting. What will she do tonight? Hop said she was going to tell us about bananas and ice cream. And I said, Hop, maybe, can't you tell us a story that doesn't have to do with food? Because she just seems to be telling us lots of food stories the last while. And she said, it'll be fine, honest, it'll be fine. So, I'm not sure what that means. But apparently, it'll be fine. So, well, something I've heard of often, well, not often, but something that I have heard of is hunting rabbits, or hunting for rabbits. That's something that people do sometimes, something that dogs do, or coyotes do, or foxes do, but Hop says she went hunting. So, we had a rabbit hunting. And of all things, she was hunting for a fox. Because, well, she saw the picture of the fox, a little video of the fox in the video from the shop and the camera there, and she wanted to find it because she saw its tail and just couldn't believe how fluffy it was, and she wanted to go touch the fox's tail just to see how, if it was really as fluffy as it looked. So here we have a rabbit fox hunting. Well, the only place that she knew of where she'd seen a fox was at the shop, so she went there. And she knew a fox had been in the compound of the shop, and she knew that there wasn't a fox in the compound of the shop. So that meant it had to have gone in and out, which meant that it must have gone through the fence someplace. So she decided to put on her detective hats and get her magnifying glass and go sleuthing. So she did, and she started very carefully, very slowly walking around the compound of the shop until suddenly she saw some fox footprints on the ground. She said, aha, I found it. I found the fox footprints. I will follow the fox to its hole. And there I will touch its tail. So, she followed the footprints. She followed them here. She followed them there. She saw where the fox was running. She saw where the fox lay down and waited for a while. She followed the fox footprints up a hill and down a hill and through some grass and through some trees and until finally she came to what looked like a little hole in the side of a mound that was kind of covered with some trees and some tall grass, and there she could hear a fox panting. She said, aha, I found it. I will go touch the foxtail. So slowly, 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 ever so carefully, Hop crept to the edge of the foxhole to see if she could see the fox. She decided she wouldn't go straight towards the front, but she would go around from the side so that the fox couldn't see her out the hole when she was coming towards it. And she got closer and closer and closer and closer until she was so close she could hear two foxes talking inside the hole to each other. Suddenly she heard, hey, I smell rabbit. I think there's a rabbit close by. Hey, I don't have anything for lunch. Maybe we should go find a rabbit. And Hop thought to herself for a second, hey, wait a second. I'm hunting fox. The fox can't hunt me. I'm hunting the fox. That's no fair. What is she going to do? Well, she didn't know what to do other than see if she could maybe touch the fox's tail while it was coming out of the hole, because there was no way the fox was going to expect a rabbit to be right outside its doorway. No way a rabbit was going to go that close to a fox's hole. So Hop thought, it's going to be a total surprise. I can touch the fox's tail, and then I can run away as fast as I can. Fox can't catch me. So she crept up beside the fox's hole, and sure enough, as the first fox came out, as soon as the fox's tail came outside the hole, whoop, it popped straight up, and Hop went, swiped her paw and touched the fox tail, and she just couldn't help herself. She said, "Ooh, it's so soft." And all at once, two foxes were looking right at Hop. Well, Hop froze. She wasn't sure what to do. And the foxes were so surprised. They just froze too. They just looked. They were not expecting a rabbit outside their hole. They were certainly not expecting a rabbit to try and touch their tail. Suddenly, a smell came to Hop's nose. "Hey, what's that smell?" she said. "Oh, Mama Fox is in the hole there right now. She's making some banana splits." Hop said, "Ooh, I love banana splits." And the fox said, "Well, you know, we were just looking for a rabbit to invite to dinner. Did you want to come join us?" And Hop said, "Sure, I would love to join you for some banana splits." So at that, Hop and the two foxes went down to the hole to have some banana splits. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when young Hop makes salsa. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.